Hello, my name is Salty, and I'm a motorcycle addict. Welcome to tonight's meeting of degenerates and a few honorable, uncorrupted souls, but that is still up for debate, which would make this political. So let's get on with the 73rd episode on a two-wheel Tuesday on this edition of Live at 5 o'clock somewhere. Get ready for another special guest episode. Thank you for tuning in. On this Two for Tuesday, there is going to be have a special edition of Tales from the Road episode live to start off with and learn something about this cool new safety feature. So let's twist the throttle from within the Badger set, a different type of hole. Don't forget this off-season. Remember, those of us riders suffering through winter with PMS, parked motorcycle syndrome, our bikes suffer too. Still trying to convince my wife motorcycles are a good financial investment, so she doesn't agree, but I'm willing to trade one basket case for another. Maybe you'll have better luck over there than I do. Let's sit back, talk about motorcycles, a lifestyle. It's all about the adventure. Most of all, remember, chopping ain't easy. If I wanted to ride something easy, I would have called your girlfriend. Without further ado, tonight's special guest of Salty Badger's Chopper Talk, Tales from the Road, is coming to you live through StreamYard on YouTube. Tonight's guest is backstage, and I don't want to keep him back there any longer, so let's get on with tonight's show.
Salty Badger, arriving.
All right, everybody, let's welcome, please welcome tonight's special guest, Intelligent Cranium CEO. I have conjured up some questions to ask him, and I'll let him talk a bit about himself and his company afterwards. All right. Well, definitely thank you for coming on. Appreciate you taking some time. I know you're coming right now. You're coming to us live from Las Vegas, getting ready for the AIM show to introduce your helmet, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I have some questions that I came up with, and let's kind of go over when some of these questions are from viewers, because I've been sharing your stuff because I'm impressed with what you got going on. So the first one is, what was your influence to create a motorcycle helmet as advanced as this one?
So I've always been fond of motorcycles. I actually became a new rider recently, not too long ago, a few months ago, actually. So what kind of drives me is being able to find ways to make things better, whether that's systematically or product related. So I was just driving to work one day, and I don't know if there was more motorcyclists on the road or I just took particular notice to them this day, and just everybody was doing the same thing. They had to turn their heads left or right to do their safety lane checks before getting over. And, you know, the idea sparked there. And then I just, it blossomed into what we have today, trying to make something that was completely integrated, 100% useful, with the core being to eliminate blind spots for all riders.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I have a question on that. Like, what's the perimeter area that picks up on?
With the two rear cameras, you get 240 degrees field of view that's displayed on the heads up display inside of the helmet. So we pair that 240 with the natural human front field of vision is around 120. That gives you 360.
Nice. That's awesome. Cause I that's been a huge question in my mind on that. So from like a lot of the motor vloggers that do a lot of camera videotaping and all this stuff in their helmets. So from their point of view, is that footage transferable easily from the storage, like to a computer to upload it?
Yeah, most definitely. So you have two ways. The footage will be shown. You can download it through our mobile app to your phone if you wanted to. But the way that I recommend is, so every helmet comes with a Type C pigtail that tucks right up underneath the over ear cushion that's on the inside of the helmet. So when you want to access that, you can plug that in directly to your computer, and you can just drag and drop the video files directly from the helmet to your computer and edit or directly upload or whatever you want to do.
Nice. That Because that's like a lot of the guys, they have helmets, they got cameras sticking out over the chin. You know, sometimes their helmets, they're trying to get the best view, and they're sticking that camera right in their point of vision sometimes to get that view. So
yeah,
that's definitely a great answer. So, and now as a motorcyclist, I just had a stroke, like I told you, and I have some left side peripheral vision issue. Mm-hmm. Does the heads up light, like the perimeter warning, have right like warnings lights, kind of like a mirror on a car has flashing lights? Does that helmet do the same thing?
Correct. Yeah. In our heads up display, it does do that. So when the heads up display is there, the left sensor, if the left sensor is picking up or the right, it'll show a red hue on the screen, kind of like a bracket or a halo kind of effect on either side, depending on which sensor is picking up the vehicle.
Okay. And then I have another one right kind of on that now. Like we ride motormen sometimes side by side. Is that something that you can, a feature that you can turn off, or is it just enough so it's just subtle enough where it really wouldn't bother you?
No, you can definitely turn it off. So we integrated so the helmet's completely voice activated. We do give you a handlebar controller as well that you can use until you get used to the voice commands. But there's two kind of, I call them sound profiles, if you will, that you could give it. So when you are in the standard mode, it's safe mode. That's when everything is on, sensors, cameras, and so on. But then if you want to turn it off, or, you know, let's say you're going to be going faster than everybody else and you're not worried about what's coming behind you, then you can just say sport mode, and it'll turn the rear LED, the rear sensors off, and it will turn the heads up display screen off. It won't shut it down, but it will turn it off. And then when you say safety mode again, everything will come back on.
Oh, that's definitely high tech kind of high tech stuff. And you got a lot of technology inside that little bit of a helmet. So,
yeah.
So next one is from a distance rider's perspective, the guy puts in a lot of miles, and how long does it typically stay charged? And then how long does it take to recharge?
So right now, with the current 4,500 mAh battery, we're getting around 5 to 6 hours on that battery. We are making some change. We actually have made some changes already in terms of the battery size. We're going down to a 1,900 mAh for a few reasons. One of those is because weight in general, right? And trying to make sure that the helmet is as light as possible. And then the other reason is because our helmet can be charged while riding. Some products you can't do that with. You have to power it down to plug it in. But, you know, so I know some riders ride with like battery packs and charge their phone or what have you. So because you have that pigtail that's kind of hanging out the side, you can just put a power bank right there and charge it while you're riding. So,
okay. That's huge too. I mean, that's a fact, because I know guys that run accessory batteries and everything so they can try to keep their cameras from overheating and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that kind of, the next one's for the adventure riders and the motocross guys and things like that. Do you have any plans of maybe producing a off-road style helmet?
Yeah, we do. In due time, and as the rest of the ride community supports our company and with additional sales and things to be able to develop that. But yeah, we have plans for that. I think the some of the next ones that we had in the pipeline were the flip up modular helmet. We also have a plan for direct integration for the half shells as well. So. Got a lot of things planned for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. So when you're building your new company and you're smaller, so I mean, coming on my channel enough, just I appreciate that, because you got a lot of stuff going on and building that, and I like to get as much of that information out there. With all the new products and new technology with advancements in there. Are there going to be software updates, calibrations, and necessary things to do to that helmet also?
So yeah, there's definitely going to be software updates, but all those will be over the air. So initially we were through development, we were, you know, doing some hard software pushes through USB cable, but now all of our updates are over the air. Okay. And the second part of the question, sorry, it was you asked about the updates and it was something else.
The calibrations, like, is there a calibration for it that needs to be or anything?
No. So we've made modifications so that way. So initially, the only calibration that would have been required would have been for our two rear cameras. And that's because those two cameras are stitched together to show one kind of panoramic view instead of two separate images. But we've made changes to our rear shell attachment so that way the cameras are a lot more fixed, in a more fixed position. So that way we can just do one single calibration from the manufacturer and or from our assembly line and then ship it to you. So there won't be any additional calibration needed.
All right. And then this one's kind of off the palette a little bit, but it just came to me on that. So if with Cardo and all these other things where you can talk from helmet to helmet, if you have two people that have that helmet, can they talk between each other? And will it sync to like other Cardo things for your phone and things?
Yeah, so our comms units will connect to Cardo and Center units, but only over Bluetooth. We can't jump onto their mesh network because they have it closed off. But we do, yes, you can connect one-to-one. And with our helmets, you get three options. We have our own Bluetooth mesh. So as more riders purchase our helmets, they will get not just the Bluetooth mesh, but you also get the unlimited range, which uses your mobile devices network. So it's not limited to Bluetooth range. So I think most of us are in areas and ride in areas where we typically have coverage, unless you're like going out of town or going for like a long ride somewhere else and you're not familiar with it. So for the average day to day, you know, the unlimited range will be very, very useful, especially like when you're going for certain bike meetups and things of that nature where you ride with a group of people. Not having to be in Bluetooth range, you can leave the house. Let's say you left the house at the same time with two other riders. You guys can talk the entire time on your open or private channel until you guys meet up. So
nice. That's kind of that answer that exact question. So is the liner like removable? Because I know you get hot and sweaty in some areas. Can you take it off and wash it? Because all the technology and stuff in there, is that stuff cleanable?
Yep. You can take the cheek pads, the entire liner out and wash it. And yep.
Nice. That's good. So what is the overall weight of the helmet? That was like one of the major questions because everybody looks at all that technology and they think that stuff's heavy because they've got all those cameras hanging off normally.
Yeah, so right now the weight is like 3.77 pounds, and that's going back to the battery question. That's with the 4,500 mAh. The switching the battery to a 1,900 mAh, which is what we've done, was the quicker path to reducing the overall weight. But the one helmet that I kind of compare it to, even though it's slightly heavier, is a Shoei RF1400, which comes in at around 3.65 pounds. So ours being at 3.77, slightly heavier than a Shoei RF1400, but, you know, with some of our beta testers that were fortunate enough to test the helmet, you know, prior and give us their feedback, no one experienced any neck fatigue or any of that when they were riding. So that was a plus. So we continue to make it lighter, even better.
Right. Yeah. Cause I mean, I know like some of the novelty helmets, they do get a little heavy and the things get heavier and your neck gets tired and that kind of takes away from the ride, but that's a lightweight helmet. So, does the helmet have the ability to record audio as long as, as, and video together where you can kind of sync it? Like if they're motor vlogging, they're riding down the road and they're talking, can it sync that stuff together?
Yes, correct. Yeah. As soon as you hit either hit the record or say record my ride, it's going to start recording the video and the audio simultaneously.
Okay, that's great. So where is your company based out of in your helmet manufacturing and all that stuff?
So we're based out of Virginia, and our helmet manufacturer is currently based in China. But the hardware is assembled into the helmets. So the helmets get shipped to us here in the States. We assemble the hardware, and then we fulfill our orders from here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a given. I mean, a lot of that technology stuff, everybody wants to do everything from America, but you can't. It's not feasible. You can't buy the technology. You couldn't afford to sell a lot of the stuff if you had to produce it all yourself.
So, yeah, and just even on the manufacturing side, you know, everything to produce in America is a lot more expensive, and you know, we're trying to balance costs to produce and also what the market will bear. So
yeah, and I mean, that's respectful. You're honest about it too. I mean, that's a huge thing, is the honesty on it. You're not saying, hey, it's made here. You're being honest with your viewer, with my viewers, but you're also being honest with the people that are looking at that helmet. That's huge. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely respect that, as long as, and the fact, just the communication that we've had and with your mm-hmm. company and that I've had, I can't talk highly enough about all of that. And that's huge in the industry. So, I mean, I can get a good look at a helmet by sticking my head up in it, but in taking the manufacturer's word for it, what kind of guarantee does a helmet have?
So on the helmet itself, the helmet has a 4-year warranty, and on the hardware and software is a 2-year warranty. And I'm not sure if you've covered this yet with your viewers or not, but so our helmets are modular from a hardware perspective. So some people they'll look at like the top model and they'll be like, oh, it's $1,850. And well, we give you the option to buy low, and then you can upgrade as you want. So the lowest model, which comes with everything except the cameras, it's only $650, and you won't find, you know, three com options and so on, and you know, proximity sensors and so on, and some of the other things that you can do, heads up display, GPS navigation, in another helmet for $650. But when you get ready to, you know, buy, hey, I want a front camera now, you can buy that direct from our website. The cable for the front camera is already there. You buy it from our website, and then you can, it's just a plug and play.
Right. And I mean, that's what, I mean, all helmets are expensive, and it's a price that you can't put a price on safety. I mean, you can't, it's, if you're buying a good quality helmet, you're going to pay money for it. I mean, you can buy a cheap Navity helmet that has no ratings for cheap, but mm-hmm. it's not a safe helmet. So that brings this helmet, as with other premium helmets, you can't put a price on safety, like I just said, but is there like a return policy on fitment, or if one just gets one and they just don't like the way it feels, or they don't like something, do you have something on that aspect of it?
Yeah. So, there's a few answers to that. So there's a 14-day return policy in general. And then because we're giving riders so many options right now, we have kind of like two buckets. So you can purchase our stock model helmet, and you can return that also within the 14 days. And for everyone's awareness, those stock options are carbon fiber, black, gloss, or matte. Those are our two stock options. Anything outside of that is going to be a made to order. So made to order helmets, unfortunately, are not returnable, because we're making it to, you know, based upon what you asked for, and we got to be able to resell, you know, those models. But yeah.
I mean, that's completely understandable because I, on my end of it, a lot of the end of it's in the custom industry. You know, you start doing customized stuff and it's, you can't return it because it's, that's yeah. like you build, even on my side, building a bike. If you build a bike and you're looking to sell it, you have to pretty much paint it the way that somebody wants it. So, yeah, right. I gotta say I respect that one, definitely. So the next one I have is kind of a long question, but a helmet mm-hmm. is not only a comfort thing, but there's a lot of added benefits outside of the luxury. Safety is the most important in case of an accident. And in that, is there like a reinspection available afterwards? Or if a replacement is needed, do you offer something for the returning customer for the, if they have proper documentation of like an accident so they can turn in their insurance company and things like that?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't fully determined exactly what that offering or discount would be in the event that there is an accident. But yeah, we'll definitely do something. You know, if there's proper documentation in the event that you have an accident and the helmet, you know, gets damaged to some point.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people don't think of that when they get in an accident on a motorcycle, but your helmet, you know, if you're insurance and you have an accident, you should never wear the same helmet unless you have it inspected if you had an accident. But the secondary yes. part of that is if you have to replace your helmet, you can claim that as part of your insurance. So there's benefits to that, depending on your insurance and probably your state's. But my state, because I've had an accident, that's the way it worked for me, is they actually covered my helmet when I afterwards. Mm-hmm. So that kind of leads into the next question, which with the, after the 5-year rule on a helmet, are you going to give it like an incentive to a returning customer, or does your helmet go beyond that 5 years? But I know that 5 years is kind of like a stuck, pretty stonewalled safety on helmets.
Yeah. It's pretty standard. We are looking at other avenues. So that, you know, in developing this and the amount of time that it's up to get to where we are, there were some things that I had to put on the shelf for this initial release that we're going to move into version 2.0. But that's tied to your question about will the helmet last longer than 5 years? So we have some things in planned for that, but we met some people at CES when we were back here in Vegas in January, and one of those companies works with other companies to reduce their carbon footprint, and our helmets fall into that category. So we are currently in talks with them to work on a program to where when the helmet does actually need to be disposed of, that it gets disposed of properly. So, and we will offer some kind of, we'll work something out.
Our
customers on that.
That's one thing that like people may not understand when things are coming out in the industry, because there is a production phase. There's a lot of different phases that happen, and when you're building that company, you don't have the money to put it all in there, and it's a growth thing, and you get things like that, and going out and learning things is how it happens. And yep. meeting the displays, and us as a community of motorcyclists supporting you, buying your product helps you grow. And that's what gives you the ability to give back to that community and help them out, is because those are the ones that supported you and your growth.
Right. Exactly.
So next one is, will you be at, do you have any upcoming events to display your products for your, during the 2025 year?
Yes, we are currently here right now at the AIM Expo, and that's going to be through the end of the week. And I'm not exactly sure. We're going to post our events calendar on our website and on our social media so that anyone that's in those areas or wants to travel to those areas can definitely do so. But I'm not exactly sure. I do want to get to ESEMA and Myrtle Beach. Yep, we got a few that we want to get to, but yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of them. It's hard. It's hard for anybody to try to make all the motorcycle stuff and everything like that. Yeah. So the last question I have coming up is going to be, besides your affiliate program that you have, are you looking for vendors to work with in collaboration with selling your helmets that you can get them out to the market where they can go display them at places where you're not, like Daytona, things like that, where they have a booth mm-hmm. where they can display your helmet? Would you be interested in collaborating with somebody like that?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. And that's, you know, putting, if I can put them into two categories, you have riders who see the product and like, yeah, okay, great, I want to get it. And then you have some are like, oh, I want to, is there somewhere I can go? Can I put it on and try it? You know? So yeah, all that would, is something that we're definitely, welcoming. So yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I mean, that's huge. Like, especially at like the bike places. I mean, you always have the people that selling all this different stuff, but I mean, if somebody's seen a helmet, put it on, and some of these guys, they do a lot of hooligan stuff on their bikes and wheelies and everything like that. That helmet would be sweet for recording that stuff. I'm just saying in my own bit, I'm not saying go do that yeah. stuff, but I'm saying, hey, it'd be a great thing to great footage on one of them helmets. So, That's all that I have for tonight. I could talk motorcycles all night, but I don't want to keep you because I do, you know, you still have to set up with the Aim Shy. But is there anything that you want to share more? You want to tell a little bit about yourself and your product and maybe a little bit of your social media where everybody can find you?
I'm trying to figure out how to go down from the top here. So I wanted to kind of go back to your insurance question. So we are going to be working with looking to work with insurance providers for our helmet and identifying that as a safety device and looking to further lower motorcycle insurance and for riders everywhere. The other things that I wanted to really get across are things such as, so like we our company is majority veteran and minority owned, and I really want to kind of drive that. I feel like it kind of sometimes it's on kind of in the background, but I really want to bring that to the forefront because my wife and I are going to be starting a nonprofit here under the company for military veterans, teachers, and things of that nature, where we're going to be donating funds from every purchase of a helmet to what we are trying to push for to really provide additional assistance for military veterans and teachers and so on and so forth. So the outside of that, the biggest thing I could say is, you know, it took us a while to get here. We are really here for motorcyclists. It's not just, there's not a gimmick. You know, I really have a passion and to want to help people. And you guys support us, we'll always be here to support you. So appreciate it.
Yeah. So I have a couple little questions that came from the side chat, and they're obviously the same questions that always come out. Are you guys looking for like people for motor vloggers and stuff to like test your helmets and put footage in with your helmets? Are you looking for anybody to do anything like that?
Yeah, most definitely. Send us an email and we'll definitely respond and go from there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I kind of figured that was, is that that's something they're going to have to reach out for you, because obviously you got to filter through that stuff, especially growing. You can't, like, people have to understand when you're growing a company, you can't afford to grow a company and give a bunch of stuff out when you're getting started, because the startup cost on a new company is huge, but you also have to get it out. So I'll put the email address in, everything like that, like I always do in the description. He's got to get back to it. So I appreciate you coming in. Thank you. If you don't have anything else, I'm good, and I'll run the rest of the show, and we'll be good. So I just want to thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the invite.
All right, guys, that was him, and I put all that stuff. I'm going to put it all out there, and we're going to continue the little bit of the show. I do have their stuff right here that I can add onto the stage, and I'll put the email address in the description, T-Bone, for you and anybody else that was interested in it. Hopefully, I covered all the questions. I put a lot of stuff together. I seen the questions that were coming up, but I didn't want to keep him long because he was at the AIM thing. So, but before I roll the rest of the stuff here, let's get this part out here. Make sure if you're interested in it, check out his content. If you like like it, do all that fun stuff, like, subscribe, follow, thank him for coming on the show. If you see him out and about, or if you, you know, I have, and everyone get out there and ride. But if you're looking at that helmet, I can assure you that if you're not following the Intelligent Cranium stuff, go over and check them out. They've got a lot of good stuff. And if you're interested in it, you can always use my promo code. I have the promo code SALTYB20 for your purchase and a 20% discount on that. But with the footage of what I have, we're going to present some stuff that I have.
Available now. The new lineup of Intelligent Cranium helmets is here. Buy now and pay later using ShopPay. Helmets starting at only $650. Pre-orders are shipping now, and new orders will start shipping February 28th. Explore our models with advanced features like rear cameras for eyes in the back of your head, Bluetooth for seamless connectivity, a heads-up display, and dual TOF sensors for hazard alerts. Choose your certification and ride confidently with the smartest helmet on the market. Available to buy now and pay later using ShopPay. Why settle for ordinary when you can ride smarter, safer?
But here's the promo code. Appreciate everybody definitely coming in and checking that out. That helmet definitely looks like something to go with if you're in the market.
Sweepers.